المكتسب. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Mufti, I understand it's hot there. Did the recent heat wave that we experienced in South Africa prepare you for the weather conditions?
Alhamdulillah, yes. As the listeners would know that, you know, before, about 2 weeks ago, the temperatures in Gauteng was reaching up to 35. And when we reached here, it was around 30. So it prepared us in the sense that it's not that hot compared to my previous visit to Abu Dhabi when it was touching 45. So, alhamdulillah, the heat is not that bad. But, Moana, listen to this. I was walking in a shopping mall yesterday. Now, they sort of coming towards the end of the summer season, and they're moving into winter. And there was winter clothes that were on sale, jackets and jerseys. And I'm wondering, you know, is it a situation like someone who comes from Durban and there's a slight chill in the air in Joburg and they're running to get the jackets? Is it something like that where if it comes to 20 or 25 degrees, they suddenly feeling cold?
Yeah. Well, you say you went to the shopping malls. I'm sure the wife must be happy to hear that.
It's totally beyond our reach. More the exchange rate is almost a 4 to a rand. So while walking in the shopping mall, there was a breakfast that was being advertised, 2 eggs and a piece of bologna and some mushrooms. And take a guess what it was. 45 dirhams. If you have to multiply that, it's almost 200 rand. So I don't know in which restaurant in South Africa would you pay 200 rand for breakfast.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about Abu Dhabi as a city, Mufti?
I think it's a phenomenal city. Not too long ago, maybe 20, 30 years ago, it was just a piece of desert waste. And today, look at it, it's one of the magnificent cities of the world. They've transformed this desert waste into a concrete jungle. It is situated towards the north of the United Arab Emirates, which has 7 cities which form the United Arab Emirates. And this is partially a island, which is almost the entry to the Persian Gulf, the Straits of Hormuz, off the coast of Abu Dhabi, which is the capital of the United Arab Emirates. And, you know, they've really transformed this desert land into a magnificent city in the sense that they've planted trees. They've brought in trees from deserts of different parts of the world and created this greenery in the city, and there's lots of small islands around the city. So it's a really, really a beautiful city. And walking last night, you know, in the evening on the boulevards, I just felt overwhelmed to think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given man this capacity. On the one hand, you know, there's all this warnings that people talk about that competing in creating these huge buildings and all of that. On the other hand, we look at the capacity that Allah has granted man, that when we exert ourselves, the heights to which we can excel and achieve, even though it perhaps may be in the wrong direction, but that is the ability that Allah has granted man.
Now, can you give us an overview of the setup of the summit, Mufti?
For listeners to understand, you know, it's the center in which we are located now. It's the ADNEC Center, which is one of the national exhibition centers, which is located in Abu Dhabi, the city itself. So it's something similar to the Sandton Convention Center or the International Convention Center in Durban or the Convention Center in Cape Town. But in terms of size, you can imagine it's about 3 or 4 times bigger. It's a superstructure, so to say. And we in this big hall where all the exhibitors have set up from 75 countries. People have come from all across the globe, from Africa, places like Zanzibar, from Kenya, Nairobi, different countries, all the way to Indonesia, Brunei, Malaysia, Turkey, and some Australia, the United States. So people have come from all over the world, and all are, you know, presenting and offering their own types of services. So some are in offering tour packages, others are offering different types of services that they have, technology for travelers, things like that. So it's in this huge center. One section has been dedicated for the seminars, and that has about a capacity of about 250 people. And throughout the day, there are various seminars taking place on various aspects of halal travel. So that is more or less the setup at the center at the moment.
What's the purpose of the summit, Mufti?
As we know that Muslims are growing all the time, the Muslim population is growing all the time in the world. The estimation is there's about 1.8 billion Muslims in the world. So naturally, that gives you a huge market. And when they spoke about the size of the halal tourism market, Muslims want to travel. then they said that if it had to be compared to an economy, it would be the third largest economy in the world after China and the United States. Over the last 50 years or so, travel has really developed in terms of the modernization of travel. I remember last year when I performed Hajj, and then we spoke about the fact that in around 1950, which is about 60 years ago, there were simply about 20 or 30,000 foreign Hujjaj who came. And when we fast-track 50 years down the line, there are 2 million Hujjaj. So in the last 50 years, there has been the change in the number of Hujjaj. So that type of a trend has spread across all sectors. People are able to travel more. People are more affluent. Travel has become easy. Muslims are traveling to different parts of the world for different purposes, for leisure, for business. So Muslims, as we know, have special needs in terms of eating, in terms of drinking, the facilities they need, some of the things that they want to abstain, what they would like to see around them. So to cater for this market and to speak about standards and introduce this market to people that are unfamiliar, you know, in the industry, the travel industry, that you have Muslims and you have tour operators, people are offering services who are non-Muslim, and they need to be introduced as to what are the needs of Muslim, what does halal mean, because many people are uneducated about the whole concept of halal. It's something totally foreign to them. They don't understand the concept that what is, you know, there's different words that people talk about that things are halal, but there's alcohol being served. So to educate people in this regard, to cater for the unique needs of Muslims.
Okay, Mufti, enjoy yourself, and we will talk again, inshallah.
Inshallah, jazakumullah khair for the opportunity. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.